I got 5 seconds, and then I'm going to fade you in.
No, just put me in right like that. I'm looking for your fingers. Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. This is Peyman Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program, where every Thursday night I will educate you and teach you about how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. And our website is livefreenow.org. If you want to live free, this is where you want to be at Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Tonight, I'm going to cover the topic of how to avoid taxes seriously. And I'm going to cover that like I mean it. How to avoid taxes legally, seriously. I'll show it to you tonight. But before I do, buckle in. We have a good time on internet. I'm going to show you the law, and you'd be amazed how the law is in your favor to avoid taxes, income taxes, federal income tax legally, okay, in a much bigger way than you probably did not imagine. Now, before I say that again, go to livefreenow.org and be sure to sign up to get Freedom Law School's free Freedom Education Package that will be sent to you at no charge by mail first, and you get weekly regular emails sent to you the rest of the education material by going to livefreenow.org. So let's get talk about the topic. Let's go to my screen. The reason I came up with this topic in the first place was because you see this gentleman on the screen right now. Good man. You know, he came up with this thing on the internet called How to Avoid Taxes Seriously. Okay. And, you know, look at this, folks. He's published in 2014, and he has over 600,000 views already. And I thought, well, okay. Let's see. Maybe the heading that he has, how to avoid taxes, seriously is the way to go. So that's why I named this Freedom Hour, same as his, How to Avoid Taxes Seriously. In about 10 minutes, he does a good job to play within the system. You know, how to basically get business deductions to reduce your income that way. Okay, so this is my inspiration, this young gentleman who did this. You know, but I'll tell you what, folks. I'm going to show you tonight how to stay out of the matrix of lies. Yes. Now, those of you never heard about this, keep your minds open, folks. I mean it. You will need to keep your minds open because I'm going to show you by going to the law from the website of the United States House of Representatives' own website. Read the law together, the word by word. You'll see how you can avoid federal income taxes completely, legally, by following the law. I will show you on uscode.house.gov. That's the official website of the United States House of Representatives. They're the ones that pass the laws along with the Senate and the President, okay, the lawmakers. So let's go to my website, to the screen first. I'm going to show you some interesting stuff first. Look, IRS, I want you to know is that one thing you didn't know, folks, is that 70 million Americans do not file income tax confession forms. Got that? Here it is. Over 70 million Americans do not file 1040 income tax confession forms. Okay. That is big, folks. I want you to know that that's a very big, major news. Okay. Now, to get this thing, this is streamed June 27, 2019. All you're going to do on YouTube, type in over 70 million Americans do not file 1040 income tax confession forms. And this Freedom Hour presentation, which I did just less than 2 months ago, will come up. So you're going to not want to believe right now that there's 70 million non-filers. But guess what, folks? I'll prove it to you. It's there. You will see the proof for yourself. That's number one. So on why Americans are not filing 1040 income tax confession forms, why and how they're avoiding income taxes. It's going to be all further discussed on this and other presentations that I will show you. So after this overview, which you may be interested, but only the first maybe 50 minutes is on the topic. The rest is question and answers, okay? So you don't have to listen to the whole thing if you don't want to. After the presentation, the question answer part, you may want to just, you know, pass that one by if you want to. Not a problem. Okay, now let's go to my screen. I'm going to show you the second part of this thing, which is, let me see. Here we go. Okay, here we go. This is was done by Freedom Law School. I did that called No Law, Part 7. No law requires the average American to file and pay income tax, which is focused on the topic of, is the IRS a big paper tiger? We got to fix the topic of this thing, the paper tiger. That's what it is. So put this on there on your search engine on YouTube. You're going to get this. Type it in. It'll come up. No law requires the average American to file up income tax. Is the IRS a big paper tiger? Okay. So you put that up and you will see, folks, in this presentation. Now look at me in the camera. I'm going to tell you about this. IRS is a big Soviet Union in the process of literally disintegrating it from the inside. According to the Government Accounting Office, about almost half of IRS's employees are eligible to retire yesterday, months ago. Imagine any organization that has top half of the most experienced senior people can leave and retire anytime. And they are. They are retiring this year, next year, year after, and they're not getting enough experienced people. They cannot to replace them. IRS is literally imploding like the former all-powerful communist Soviet Union. Some of you old enough like me remember in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, Soviet Union was an empire. Nobody thought it ever would collapse. The largest country in the whole world, by far, it collapsed. So is the IRS. And the sooner you get out of the matrix of lies, the better for you and America it will be. So watch this presentation because in this one, I describe this issue in more detail, which you're going to love. Because what it shows you is, my friends, you have a lot more power than you realized. And the IRS is not such an omnipotent, powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing God they want you to believe they are. Okay? So that's what you're going to love this presentation. So now we're going to go to more fun legal stuff. I'm going to talk a little bit more about these areas, my friends. Okay? Let's go to my screen again. Okay? Because I tell you what, this stuff is important because people come to me all the time, my friends. They think IRS is about, you know, going to destroy them. And I ask them, when was the last time you filed? Oh, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Have you heard from them? Yeah, a few letters. That's it? Yeah, well, because they're not so powerful as you think they are. Okay? They want you to believe they have the power, but they don't. So let's go to my screen again, folks. I'm going to show you a few more things on our screen. And that is, I did a presentation on February 14, 2019. You can put these dates of these Freedom Hour presentations on your YouTube search, and it'll come up. And going live tonight, that was I started the videos. No law requires the average American to file income tax? Part one. Okay. I'm going to go over a little bit of what I talk in this one just to give you guys a taste of what I mean. When I tell you something, I mean it. It's there. Okay, let's go and do a little search. We're going to look up the law, folks, the federal tax laws. See, we're going to look up this thing called 26(USC)61, and then house.gov. Okay, we're going to hit search. By the way, I don't use Google. I use duckduckgo.com. Google spies on you. Use duckduckgo.com as a private alternative search engine. See, what you do, folks, is this. In federal law, there's 54 categories of federal law, which are called United States Code, or USC for short. See, this USC, that stands for United States Code. That means the code or laws of the federal government, United States. 54 categories. Category 26 is on taxes. Very simple, right? There's different category for Indians, one for banking, one for military, one for bankruptcy. There's one for taxes, title or category 26. And within that, Title 26, right, you have many different sections, they call, you know, and here we go, Section 61. I'm going to go to that on tax, on gross income, okay? And then we're going to go Section 63 actually first, which is the taxable income. And then by putting house.gov after your search, you are going to get the official version of the law from the United States House of Representatives website, which is right here, the first one, uscode.house.gov. We're going to put our mouse on that, right? Click on that, open the link in the new tab. And here it is. You see an example of what I'm referring to, my friend. Let me zoom in for you a little bit more. Here it is. You see it, the 26 USC, 60, I'm going to do 63. Sorry, let's go 63. Let's try 63, folks. Okay. I did it wrong, so sorry. 63. Let's go 63 first. Here it is. Code 63. Taxable income defined, folks. See? Here it is from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. See? That's what it's about. In subtitle A, income taxes, right? And so let's go down and we'll see here it is. Taxable income defined, which is very simple. Except as provided in subsection B, for the purpose of this subtitle, right? The term taxable income means gross income minus the deductions allowed by this chapter. Okay, that's easy. Basically, find gross income, right? Gross income is a source minus deductions. And that's what Section 61 is, which I brought up earlier for you. Here it is. This is Section 61 of the, again, United States Code from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. See? Same subtitle A, income taxes, right? Let's go down and read it. By the way, this shows the laws in effect, takes the laws as of today, right? Actually, as of yesterday, August 14th, okay, 2019. Here's gross income defined. And what does it say here? Let's see. By the way, folks, if you have questions, watch to the end. I'll answer your questions then. So hang in there, folks. I'm going to answer all your questions. I will not end until your question is answered. And then you can always grab a replay this video, remember. So that's a good thing about this video. You can replay it, watch it again to catch it again. Let's go back to my screen. I'm going to show you guys now what is gross income. Gross income, which where you get taxable income from, is defined here, right? Let me zoom out of this a little bit to make it we can read all of it. Here we go. Just to see a little bit more. Here it is. Here it is. Except as otherwise provided in the subtitle, fine. Gross income means all income from whatever source derived, including the following items. By the way, but not limited to the parentheses, ignore that. Anything in parentheses legally means nothing. The headings, Bible, legally mean nothing. There could be a guide that may be useful, it may be accurate or not. Yeah, look at what's there only. The text of the law is the law. So basically, gross income means all income from whatever source derived, including the following list. Look at this thing list now. We got 14 paragraphs in here, right? And these 14 paragraphs include a bunch of stuff. Look at some of the most unusual ones. Number six is on royalties. How many Americans make money off royalties? Very few. How many Americans make money off dividends? The rich people who invest in stock market. How many you have annuities? Very few. Look at number one. How many of you make income from fees? Like baptismal fee, right? And no republic fee. And how about the last one? Fringe benefits. Look at that. Even fringe benefit, which is almost a nothing item, it's an extra on your regular job. You may get free pencils or free hamburgers in your job. It's listed in here. But look at this list closely. What is missing from this list? Here it is. Look closely, folks. These 14 paragraphs, what is glaringly missing like a big pink elephant in a corner of the room? What should be here, you expect it to be here, but it's not here. You figure out the answer? Well, some of you probably guessed it. It's wages and salaries. They're simply not there. Congress never, ever intended to pass the law as representatives of the American people to tax American people's wages and salaries. It just never, ever happened. And you know, folks, that's not accident. That's on purpose. Because you know what? Something interesting? Alimony used to be taxable a few years ago, was listed under this law. Alimony, it was taken out. The same way alimony was included, was taken out, wages and salaries were never, ever put in here. Let's look at this, folks. This law was changed last time. We're going to go under cross-references. These blue stuff you see linked down here, these are the previous versions of the law. The last revision was done in this one, right, December 2017, right here where my mouse is. Okay, I'm going to open that the new tab. You see this thing in the law. The law comes up. Here it is. Public Law 115-97, December 22, 2017, right? There it is. Okay, let's go down a little bit further to see what the law says about this, okay, about this issue. Okay, where we go? Okay, here we go. There it is. I'm sorry. I'm going to put the language that's relevant on the very top line. Okay, corresponding repeal of provisions providing for inclusion of alimony in gross income. Whoa, look at that. Subsection A of Section 61 is amended by striking paragraph 8. Ooh, paragraph 8 is no longer in alimony, is included in gross income. Are you sure, Paymon? Let's go check one more time. Here it is, right? Paragraph 8 used to be alimony, right? Paragraph 8 now is, divot annuities. Paragraph 7 was dividends. Yes, folks, right there, alimony used to be taxable. Check with any local accountant, bookkeeping, CPA, tax attorney you want. Congress took out alimony. It's no longer there. Well, look at me, folks. Not only alimony was taken out December 22, 2017 from gross income, your wages and your salary was never included in the first place. Hard to believe, huh? Pretty shocking. I know. I was shocked too. When I saw this stuff back in 1992, yes, 1992, I came across this information. And I was just blown away. It wasn't on internet. Somebody had to put on a presentation on the wall for me to see on an overhead projector. But nonetheless, I was totally blown away like you are. But guess what, folks? It gets exciting. Where it gets the truth into the matrix, the rabbit hole, it's going to get deeper. Hang in there with me. I'm going to go to my screen, okay, and I'm going to show you more. Look at my screen now. Another presentation I did is on how to here. So here it is, folks. Your wages and salaries are not subject to income tax. Why do you have withholding from your paycheck? Right? There shouldn't be any withholding. Well, I did part one, okay, on how to legally stop withholding. Okay, you put that, and it will come up. Okay, and this presentation was done on June 6, 2019. You can put on your YouTube search engine, part one, how to legally stop income tax withholding. This presentation will come up. Watch it all. But I'm going to give you a little bit of that also tonight just to pique your interest some. What we're going to do, we're going to look up another IRS code section. We're going to look up instead of these sections, section 7701. Okay? And we're going to hit a search. When we do that, the answer comes up again from the House of Representatives website. We're going to right-click on that, put that, open the link in the new tab. This is all definitions, folks. Look at that. They define everything here, folks, in IRS code. Here it is again. See? 26 USC 7701, definitions. From Cal 26, Internal Revenue Code, right? So definitions. Look at this. It's a very, I'm going to scroll down real quick. It's a very long section. Look. Look at that. They define everything under the sun. Okay? It's a very long section. Okay? Everything is defined very minutia. And let me tell you so, folks. Look at me. Look at this. In my hand, I got, this is the entire Internal Revenue Code on paper. Okay? Look at it. I'm going to open it up for you. Look at all these papers at. Toilet paper, thin paper, right? Tiny fonts. See that? This whole thing has like 10,000 IRS codes and many, many more subsections. Okay? Yes. The top ones, some of my favorite ones I beat the IRS with. Their own game. They don't know what they're doing. They're a bunch of incompetents. They don't know this IRS code book. Yes, employees do not know this. I know it's better than them, and I'll show you how I can use it against these crooks and beat them at their own game. This is my 21-year-old book because all the good tabs, I'll replace it, okay? So let's go back to my screen. I'm going to show you guys some more. We're going to look at some definitions in here, okay? 7701. Now, you see the word person defined. Why do you need to define person? Well, the Congress wanted to define it. Partnership and partner, let's define it, Congress says. How about a corporation? You know what that is? Got to define it. Domestic and foreign? Yes. Congress wants to define everything specifically and clearly. Never heard the term fiduciary? Don't worry about it. It's defined here for you. Okay? We're going to go down. Ooh, the word United States and state. Oh, those are key. What does the United States mean? Well, you think it means the 50 states, right? California, New York, Florida, right? All 50 states, right? That's what the United States should mean, you would think, right? Now, same thing with the term state should mean the 50 states, right? Well, let's go find out for ourselves, okay? When we go look at this thing, the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, the only sense there is. What other sense is there, folks? Includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Wow. Only D.C. That 10 square mile cesspool swamp full of swampy creatures that drained. And they got a bunch of crooked politicians and bureaucrats. The deep state is in D.C. Yes, that's what it means. Now let's go back to the screen. Look at the word state, because the word state is also included in there. What does the state mean? Here it is. The term state shall be construed. Well, what else is there to use? To construe it, of course, to include the District of Columbia. Oh, where such construction is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. Well, of course it's necessary. Yeah, we do want to know what necessary to construe the construction of it. So that means, again, the term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia. Same, the District of Columbia up here, that is the term United States. Talk about being specific, folks. It's very specific. Now, in my presentation, the other one I showed you, I will show you how Alaska and Hawaii, don't have the time, you got to watch their presentation I have for you guys here. Okay? On the how to legally stop income tax withholding. I'll show you, if you watch that, how Alaska and Hawaii, where they were territories of the United States, they were included in the definitions, these definitions I just read to you. But when they became states, they were taken out. That shows intent of Congress. So when you become one of the 50 states, you're not a part of the Internal Revenue Code. That's what the title says. Now, let me show you. there's certain parts of the IRS code that has its own specific definitions, okay? I'm going to show you one of those chapters that has its own definition that Congress uses a term that, you know, includes the 50 states. Yes, they can do that if they want to. Let's go back to my screen, okay? We're going to look up a different section of the code now. We're going to look up in this time section 6103. Ready? On our search, 26 USC, we're going to change to 6103. And let's go search for that. Here it comes. The second one here. Okay, the first one is corner law, which is okay, but I love the official form. That way, the crooked deep state United Department of Injustice Laws of the United States cannot say, oh, Paymon, you misled the people. That's not the law. That's an unofficial source. This is the source of the law, folks, the lawmakers. Okay? House of Representatives website gives us the answer. Let's open it up in the new tab and see what it says. Here it is. Confidentiality and disclosure of returns and return information. Ah, that's very important. Again, from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, right? Let's go down. And 6103, this is the section we're talking about, right? We're going to scroll down, folks, to Section 5A. Okay, wait with me. I'm going to go scroll down, go to 5, no, B, BA, B, I'm sorry, Section, Subsection BA. B5. Here we go. The term state is defined. Look at that. The term state. Here it is, folks. The term state means any of the 50 states. Wow. Specifically listed. Any of the 50 states. Oh, and there's more. Oh, of course, the District of Columbia. Oh, and there's more, folks. Specifically, they mentioned the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, right? Puerto Rico is a Commonwealth territory of the United States, and the Virgin Islands, another territory of the United States government, which are they're not states. Guam, another territory. American Samoa, some of you have not even heard about that. And I bet you most of you did not know the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands even existed. That's part of the United States. It's a territory of the United States. They're not states. They're included here, along with the District of Columbia. Look at me, folks. Let me ask you this. Are you convinced that you've been lied to? That you've been misled? By the deep state, the corrupt major media, that thinking that you, the United States means all the 50 states of the United States of America, United States, therefore, I'm subject to the income tax. You're not. The problem is this thievery and deception lies be going on over all of our minds, going back to World War II for over 70 years. So we got a lot of undoing the brainwashing we're doing tonight. So review this stuff. Go to that presentation I showed you for more detail about this very issue, okay? Now, I'm going to show you just one more thing, and that's a U.S. Supreme Court case, which is my favorite case. Let's go on my screen. We're going to look up this called Supreme Court case section, okay? Let's go to that, James. And we're going to look up this great case called Gould versus Gold, G-O-U-L-D, space, V period, G-O-U-L-D, 1917 U.S. Supreme Court case, and hit enter. And here we go. It comes several of them. Several versions. The Supreme Court does not publish its own cases, all the old cases, the new ones they do, but not the old one. Here it is, Gould versus Gould from supreme.justia.com. Let's open that in a new tab. And this is a nice and beautiful short Supreme Court case. Here it is. Gould versus Gould, 1917. Now, here's the syllabus or abbreviation of the case, which is great, which is actually a part of the court case. But I'm going to go even actually give it in the case. Click on the case here on the top left on the case. I'm going to do that. And we'll get the entire Supreme Court case, which I invite you to read. Please don't believe me, the government, or anybody on the internet. Read the law for yourself. There's a unanimous Supreme Court decision, folks. Unanimous. Okay? Opinion of the case is the state opinion, in the opinion, which mean, and Mr. Justice Reynolds delivered the opinion of the court, which means the entire unanimous U.S. Supreme Court. No division. No differing opinion. They all agreed with this. 9-0. Okay? Remember, folks, hang until I'm going to be finishing. I'm going to get your questions very soon. Folks, hang in there. We're going to get that question and answer in the near future. You got a lot of questions, I know. Be patient, please. Here's the part. I'm going to read it with you. In the interpretation, which means understanding, in the understanding or interpretation of tax statutes, laws, levying, which means imposing taxes. So in understanding laws that impose taxes, it is the established rule, well-known, folks, it's a well-known rule, not to extend their provisions. The provisions of what? These tax laws. By implication. There's no taxing by implying. Beyond the clear import of the language used. Beyond what the language of the law clearly says on its own face. Or to enlarge the operations of what? Enlarge the operation of the tax law so as to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. You cannot expand the law, the tax law, to add up things, people, objects, activities that are not specifically taxed in the law. Now, listen there. Very clearly, there is no tax by implication. Your wages and salaries are not taxed. Okay? You're not subject to withholding either, folks. In case of doubt, any doubts, folks, the doubt, they are construed most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen not to be taxed. Whoa. Take that to the deep state, folks. Okay? Look at me, folks. Let me tell you something. You wondering what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. What's been going on is this. You all saw over 2 years. First of all, Hillary Clinton, that woman, had wholesale. That relates to this. Yes, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump relate to this. Okay? She had wholesale top secret national security secrets come to her from some government files to her own personal server at home. So she, and then someone wanted to talk to her from a foreign government, they have to pay a bribe or a kickback to her phony Clinton Foundation. They had to do it. And then she used that money to buy off the Democratic Party, which was broke due to Obama's, you know, wasting the money of the party, and it was broke. So she bought the party, took control of the Democratic National Committee, the National Democratic Party, owned it basically, and would use every leverage she could to cheat Bernie Sanders, who had more voters voting for him, out of the nomination of the Democratic Party. Then she came up with the buddies in the Department of Injustice and FBI and CIA, Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General, FBI leader, Mr. Comey, and Brennan, the head of CIA, that communist crook, and Clapper, head of National Security. All these guys got together to go after Trump on his phony Trump-Russia conspiracy deal, which was first, by the way, opened up publicly by Hillary herself. And one of the debates, she mentioned it. And Trump said, that's interesting, that pivot to Russia. Well, Trump had no idea what the heck was going on at that time, okay? He had no idea. It was not just a pivot. It was a plan to get you, brother. And not only they spied on Trump illegally, broke every law procedure, they opened up this framing. As a president, they went after to try to literally do a coup d'etat to get rid of the duly elected president that American people voted for. These people in CIA management, FBI management, okay, and the Department of Injustice, U.S. Department of Injustice, DOJ. The management of these bureaucracies, along with our NSA and Homeland Security and IRS, they are the power structure They are the deep state. They have the levels of power. At the top is the Department of Injustice. Okay? Then the CIA spooks, the FBI, and it goes on. IRS is down there, but they bring the money in, the money guys, to pay everybody. Right? How did they get away with that? After 2 years, Donald Trump, the president, has not been able to put not one of these crooks in prison. Not one of them indicted. And these guys have the gall, the audacity to go after, not only exonerate Hillary Clinton, which was clearly broke the law. She obstructed justice by destroying all the evidence, the servers, the server and the devices she had, that all the emails. Now she destroyed them all with the protection of the FBI and Department of Justice. And all her buddies got immunity deals, protection, get out of jail card for free, handed to them. They went after Donald Trump. They've done it because they're done to you. They've been screwing the American people for so many decades, these deep state crooks, along with their buddies in the third so-called independent branch of government at the federal district court level and court of appeal level, known illegally, ignoring the laws. That they have the gall that they're going to do to you, the Donald Trump, the president. A billionaire president. Outsider, though. Not a Bush. Not Obama. Not a Clinton. Insider, outsider. That's what to you, the American people, to them is no big deal. That's why this has been going on, folks. But we're going to change that by educating you, by seeing the laws that our congressmen have passed. You need to know this stuff, okay? So hang in there, folks. I know there's a lot more questions, but I'll get your questions very soon. That's why this stuff is very, very important. You understand this stuff. So what I've done in this I've done a hard stop income tax withholding that I did. Okay, on June 26th, there's two parts. Okay, go and look up on YouTube search part one, how to legally stop income tax withholding, and that's gonna blow your mind away. The war, the reason the United States was important, folks, come back to me because I want to show you that earlier. Because even if you are a independent contractor, a commissioned sales agent, a business owner, a professional, you're not a wage earner or salaried person. If you're an American, work in America, you have no requirement to file and pay income tax at all. That's why those definitions of the United States is important. Okay? And I show you how to stop withholding. I show you in this section how the withholding only is in the law for foreigners, foreign people, foreign corporations. You'll see it in the presentation. I got to move on and get your questions answered. But in this presentation, I'll show you the law and I'll show you how to stop the thievery. Stop your employer from stealing your money. If you're a commission salesman, independent contractor, business owner, professional, no problem. You can just stop. Okay? For you, it's easier. Stop. Don't have the withholding problem to handle. Okay? But it's all there for you. Okay? All right, folks. I think we're about ready to get to your questions, because I covered all the basics of how to avoid taxes legally. How? In summary, by reading and relying on the law. By unanimous Supreme Court decision of Gould versus Gould, which I showed you, and the laws as published by the United States House of Representatives that we, the American people, elected to office. How can it get better than that? You see, folks, let me tell you something. I've been doing this stuff since 1992. Freedom Laws was signed in 1996. Now, IRS has been able to close out scores of organizations over the decades that told the truth about income tax fraud to different degrees. But none of them did it as well or as successful as Freedom Law School. None of them. Any organization that ever been around in a tax honesty movement exposing IRS truth and their lies, had their leaders have gone to jail, prison, well, they'd be closed down with a court order injunction to cease operations. except me, except Freedom Law School, okay? And I'm going to show that to you. Don't believe me. I'm going to show real victories, okay? I'm going to go to my screen. I'm going to show you. So that's why this time I'm telling you the truth, because an IRS knows about it. They want to shut me down. They can't. Go on to livefreenow.org, Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org, under our victories tab. Go down to FLS victories. FLS victories, you see right here, the second victory, number two, Freedom Law School beats IRS's bogus claim of being an abusive tax shelter. Okay? And you see on the IRS has conceded, being defeated by Freedom Law School. Right here, okay? The IRS has admitted after 13 years of investigating Freedom Law School as an abusive tax shelter promoter, the IRS could not find anything to indicate that Freedom Law School is an abusive shelter promoter. Donald Trump took after 2 years to be exonerated. They took over 13 years. You don't believe me? Look at this link below. If you open the link below, I'm going to open it for you right now. This is the original letters they wrote to me way back in 2003. The link's in here, okay? The initial investigation, the very bottom paragraph, right here, initial investigation, okay? You put your mouse on that and right, open up the link in a new tab, the last paragraph on this page, and you see I put down the initial IRS apology letters they did back in 2003. You can read all for yourself, folks, okay? And the actual letters are right here. Here's the first letter they wrote to me, for example, May 2003, okay? Now, actually, look at this. May 15, 2003, they summoned me. Look at this one. Let me see which one. Oh, no. The first letter they sent me was April 2003, April 16. Open that link in the new tab. There it is. First paragraph. Here it is. Look at this, folks. This is an actual letter from the IRS. Department of the Treasury, right? April 16, 2003. Person to contact, M. Steberg, right? Dear Mr. Motetti, we've reviewed certain materials with respect to your tax shelter promotions, including but not limited to Freedom Law School and related promotions. We are considering possible action under sections 6700, 6701, 7402, 7407, and 7408 of the Internal Revenue Code. There we go. These sections relate to penalties and injunctions for aiding and abetting in the understatement of tax liabilities and or for promotive abusive tax shelters. Promoting abusive tax shelters, right? See that nonsense? Well, at least you can see my correspondence in there with them. But let me show you this, folks. The concession letter, they closed it down after 13 years. You'll see it. You're going to see the same IRS code section listed here. This letter I got July 16, 2016. From IRS in San Diego from Ms. Roma Patel in the top right. Her name is there. Roma Patel, what a name. Right? Her phone number, you can call if you want, folks. Maybe she's moved. I don't know. Well, let's zoom out. Well, here we go. Dear Mr. Motede, we are discontinuing our investigation to whether you are liable for a penalty under IRS Internal Revenue Code sections 6694, 6695. Oh, they were added. They added two more sections. 6700, 6701, 7402, 7407, and 7408. That's it. Look at the date, folks. Here's Roma Patel. You can read it for yourself, folks. It's all there. Here's Roma Patel, July 2016. That's over 13 years I know of. They probably had me under investigation for a few years before that, too. I'm sure they did. Okay? So look at me, folks. The reason I'm telling you this stuff to you is not to brag about Freedom Law School. That's not my reason, really. It's not about me. It's about all of us working together. But they got you so afraid of the IRS that people are afraid to tell the truth, to speak up. Well, let me tell you something, folks. You, at this point, want to share this information with your friends. So do it. Email this presentation to all your friends on email list, on your Facebook friends, to your friends on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, YouTube channel. Get it out there, folks. That's how we're going to get this country back. Get your freedom back on all of us. become a subscriber to Freedom Law School YouTube channel. Hey, they probably cut us off. YouTube censors like Alex Jones because we're telling the truth. We have all sorts of sources coming up for our presentations. Okay, so you want to get on our email list of Freedom Law School on our website, livefreenow.org. Go there, because if they cut off our YouTube channel, we'll be in touch with you that way through our email. Yeah, let you know about our new way to get a hold of us. Okay? So this stuff is real. This stuff works. Irish knows me very well. They have not dared to try to take me to challenge me, try to put me in prison, because I have not filed and paid income tax, a regular income tax return, since 1989. 30 years ago was the last time I, Payma Motayade, filed a regular 1040 income tax to Treasury form with my ex-wife. I've stated it publicly many times, IRS knows it. Why don't they try to come to her and put me in jail? Oh, he's a tax cheat. Doesn't want to pay his fair share of slavery taxes, so rest of everybody has to hold and work harder. I heard that a crooked tax court judge say that in court. I mean, a judge, he wants to protect the crooked deep state stealing system. So, the answers have been given to you. It's up to you now to take action. Yes. It's up to you to take action. So number one, educate yourself. Continue to educate yourself. You got step one you took. Step two, watch the rest of this material. Get our Freedom Law School's email list. Check out information on our website. I'm going to show you. Go to our website, Freedom Law School's website. I'm going to show you some more, folks. Okay? Let's go to Freedom Law School's website. And here we go under education materials. I open the education tab, income tax reward. Go over every one of these, folks. Here's operating education. You've got to know about this, folks. How a tax court judge went to jail for filing for income tax confession form, didn't even defend herself. Because you can't defend a 1040 income tax confession form. Read the proof for yourself. See it. How I've had for 20 years a $300,000 income tax reward. Anybody can show me the law. That requires you and me, the average American, to file up income tax. I'll give you $100,000. And nobody's been able to collect it. No IRS agent, lawyer, judge ever attempted to collect it. Well, this law professor tried, Jonathan Siegel did, from George Washington University Law School, and he lost. You click on this dark blue in the center, click on that, you see how I refuted his bogus arguments. He never attempted to come back. There's more videos on these pages. Watch them all, folks. It's all there. Okay? So, and then what you want to do, folks, the course packages, folks. The reason they're here, folks, because there's more education you're going to want to do. There's so much more I cannot give you in these freedom hours by themselves. For example, this course called A Practical Road to Freedom, Level 1, this is the foundation of all of our other courses. Everything above that, these freedom packages, are all based upon this course, which I'm going to click on that. I started teaching that in 1994. In 1996, formally became this course called A Practical Road to Freedom, Level 1. Okay? And it's 20 hours of audio. You can have it rented for free. You can rent this course for free, folks. Okay? 9 classes on law, freedom of your government, types of course, income tax system, law library, how to respond to IRS letters, how to write court documents, read them, understand them, court procedure, trial, tips and strategies for free living. All this for $300 plus $200 shipping. But guess what? You don't have to buy it. Rent it for free because it comes with a money-back guarantee. Okay? You can send me $100. I'll send it to you. And you can make payments on it. If you don't like it, send it back. I want you to have it for free. You only pay for $20 shipping for me to ship the course to you. Okay? All you got to do is give it back to me for your boss in good shape. That's all I want. I want you to have this course that you should have had in high school. In high school, Governor, you should have this course. But I was not given that. You have that chance to get the education. So, and the reason why this course comes with a generous 90-day money-back guarantee and free rental policy within 3 months which I'll extend it. You wouldn't need 6 months? Call me, I'll give you 6 months. No problem. In a year, I'll give you a year. Call me. I'll give you more time. I want you to listen, understand the law, the Constitution of the United States, your rights, and what to do for yourself. Now, so if you're not happy, free rental, check it out as many times as you want, send it back. How can I make it more easier, risk-free for you, my friend? I cannot think of one. If there is one, let me know, okay? And if you look at the screen, everything else I've done, all the freedom packages which people want are based upon that. So everything we go back is based upon the discourse, okay? So, well, folks, we're going to be taking your questions in just a minute. Hang in there, folks. Here we go. Go to our website page correctly. Here we go. So these are now, a lot of people ask me, Paymon, I really want you to answer the letters for the IRS for me. Please, I got problems. IRS is harassing me. They're stealing my money. They got liens. I got these letters. What to do? Look, you have options, okay? I've got freedom packages. I don't have the time to get into. I got to get to your questions. But I'm going to briefly show you so you know what it is. You can read about it for yourself. Check it out, okay? So look at my screen. I'm going to show you the most common thing people want. If you need help, what you really want, ideally, is this Royal Freedom Package, which I call the IRS Peace of Mind Insurance. It's the only one in the country. The only one. IRS Peace of Mind Insurance. And this thing is, any letters the IRS has done for you at no extra charge. One flat rate annual fee, and you're covered. Okay? That's what that is. If you have problems, I could do one-on-one consultation with you. But let me try to help you tonight for free. If you have a quiet question, let me help you for free. Tonight, on Freedom Hours, I'll answer your questions free after my presentation. But if you have paperwork, I got to look at that. You may need to do a private one-on-one paid consultation that can help you really get a good handle on your issue, your problem, and how to solve it for you, what works, okay? Your options, risk, benefits, it'll all be done for you in 1 hour. Almost 99% of everybody I talk to in 1 hour, you know exactly what your options are, what to do, okay? So we're going to go to your questions now, okay? We have some callers, one from Eric, or HC1 is the first one, but let me give you the number to call for questions. It's 657-383-1755. Again, for questions, call 657-383-1755 and push 1 on your telephone keypad. That let us know that you have a question, and we'll call you by your telephone area code. And no last names. I don't want the IRS spying on you. I want you to have your privacy. So first name only, okay? I'll be happy to talk about this topic or any freedom question you have, the IRS, the policemen, bureaucrats bothering you. I'm here to help you, my friend. I want you to live free. I want you to live a free, peaceful life in prosperity. Why not? That's what it should be. That's what America was founded upon, folks. So do your part, I ask you. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to livefreenow.org. Become a subscriber. Get our information. Okay? And share this information, this presentation, and our website with your friends. Email, Facebook, anywhere you can get on your social media, or print it out, hand it to your friends. Okay? Try to help them collect the $300,000 income tax reward. $300,000 is yours. And I'll double it, by the way. If you get a CPA, accountant, bookkeeper, tax attorney, IRS employee, or judge, I'll double the reward for you. Yes. Or government lawyer, I'll double it for you. So if you know somebody in the government, I'll double it. Let them claim the reward for you. You don't have to split it. Go to them. Go to the people in government. Go to smart people. Anybody you know, help. Have them collect Freedom Law School's 20-year-old $300,000 income tax reward. Have fun. Fall in love with your friend. You found the law? You found the law? Come on. I want to collect. You found the law? Come on. I want to collect. Let's go for it, man. I can't find the law, but I'm sure you can. You're smarter than me. You're more well-educated than me. Right? You're a lawyer. Right? Have fun, folks. Okay. Let's go to your questions from 831. Call for 831. What is your first name, my friend? You're live. Call for America 831. What's your first name? Yes, sir. You got paper in the background, moving around. What's your first name with a question? Caller from area code 831. Okay, we're going to go to somebody else, James. Caller from area code 831 seems to be not paying attention. Probably walking. We'll come back to him. Okay. Does anybody else have any questions right now? We have four kids here. Call from Erica 423, correct, James? You have a call from Erica 423. What is your first name, my friend?
Josette.
Thank you for calling. And do you have Freedom Also's free Freedom Education Package?
Yes, I do.
Great. What's your question tonight?
I'm calling about, I found this website called Sovereignty Education and Defense Ministry, and they have a W-9 form that they've amended to match the W-9, only instead of where taxpayer is, they have non-taxpayer for somebody to fill out, like a contractor, if you will. And I just wanted to get your take on that.
Well, I saw that form a while ago. I haven't looked at it recently. And my problem is just that without seeing the paperwork, I cannot give you an exact analysis because I got to read it to understand it. You got to email. So, folks, if you want me to review the paperwork for you up to 10 pages, I will review for the Freedom Hour. But you got to get it to Freedom Hour ahead of time. That's the you will be calling and call. Don't send a document and don't call. Okay? Send it to Freedom Law School. Let us know that it's for the Freedom Hour. And on bottom of every page of Freedom Law School is our contact us page. So go to our website, livefreenow.org. At the very bottom, there's a contact us link. Click on that. Phone number, address, how to email us, attached documents is there. Get it to us. I'll be happy to review it. Generally speaking, Josette, I'll tell you this. I don't like to mimic government forms. I try to stay away from their forms, period, as much as I possibly can. This may not be a bad thing, and I'm not sure what you put on there or not. Do you put your Satan's surveillance number on there?
You do.
This name, Social Security number? Well, then they already got your number anyhow. So that's what they really want. The best to do is to not give them a W-9 at all and even not give them Satan's surveillance number, which they deceived you into getting. So that's the ideal situation. But I know it's a political issue with your employer or whoever you're working with, you have contract with, marketing company you may be doing business with. I know it's a sensitive issue. You know, that's why the level one course, for example, I talk about that. And I help people with those issues because I've had people sometimes tell me, "Pay them out. I work with this networking marketing company. They want this form for me to sell their product. They want my number. What do I do?" Well, do you want to just forget about it, give them the number, or you want to fight it a little bit? It's a matter of choice. You can fight them and win, but it's not going to be so quick. More letter, maybe. It might take more work, more follow-ups. So that's about the political issue between the company you're working for, or doing performing services for, and you. Does that help you a little bit with your question?
Yeah. Also, on your website, you have educational materials. And
yes.
I had to call to find out where your blog was. I just want to suggest that you put an extra page on there for blog, because I didn't know you had to double-click on educational materials to find your blog.
I know. You're right. I know. You're right about that. That's something I get. My computer guy did it that way, and he thought it was a smart idea. Well, you know how computer guys are. Sometimes they're too smart for themselves. So I agree with you. I think I'm going to do that. Remind my James. Make a note on that. We're going to do that thing. Yeah. Yes. And then for exact reason why that Joseph mentioned. You're right. I put a lot of articles. If you double-click click on education material, my blog has more articles on different issues that is not visible. But, you know, one thing else, Josette, is this. You know, the average person, they say, stays on a website for, like, on average, 20 seconds. So that means for you, and others that spend on Freedom Law School website minutes or, hours, 20 minutes, an hour. A lot of those people, they just clicked on the floor 2 seconds and 10 seconds and went someplace else. They did not even bother getting the basic education materials on the top menu, which I want them to know that first. Like eye-opening education, the income tax reward. Look at any of that stuff to get to look at the blog. So if someone's really interested, serious, like obviously you are, you call. And that's exactly why you see on the front page of Freedom Law School's website at the top left, you see Freedom Law School's name, logo, and phone number. With phone number, then because folks, we encourage you to call Freedom Law School. Yes, call Freedom Law School, 813-444-4800, like Josette did, 813-444-4800 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. You're welcome to call Freedom Law School. We don't hide behind some email or text messaging, okay? A lot of organizations do that. No, we want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. So call, and I'll be happy to do that. So thank you for being persistent, Josette, and finding the answers anyhow. Any other questions?
One more. Many, many years ago, I learned about the 861 info that Larkin Rose put out.
Yes.
Do you pull any of that in with the U.S. Code 26 and Section 61 and 63?
No. The reason is why. I was at Larkin Rose's trial. He was tried and convicted about the year 2005, I think it was, something like about that time.
Yeah.
And so, that 861 argument is so complex and voluminous that it's hard to understand and get your head around it.
Yeah,
let me ask
you
a question. It's boring. when you got such easy answers where the code is so obvious, why go to this long, convoluted argument? Does it make sense?
No.
Does it make sense to me at all? Why would you not attack the easy road, which I showed you, very obvious? Just go to Congress's own website, read the language of law for itself. Where's wages? Where's salaries on the definition of gross income? Why make it complex? And you want to that's one of the problems I have with people falling all over themselves for 861 and Larkin Rose and Thurston Bell, who did that. Like, really? Are you trying to reach American people? They already don't listen to you. They already consider you a kook, tax protester, crazy. They don't want to hear you. Why would you want to make it more complex for them to ignore you even more? Right? Use the KISS principle. Keep it simple. Silly, right?
Right.
Okay. So, does that help you, Josette?
Yeah. Also, what about, you say the wages and the salaries, but what about what contractors and marketers are getting?
Well, that's what I covered. That's why I said, even the rest of that doesn't apply to you either. Because the whole Internal Revenue Code, most of it, applies to Washington, D.C. Do you live and or work in Washington, D.C.?
Nope.
Then you saw a definition of the code. State in the United States is D.C. It's written for Washington, D.C. Because in D.C. they can do whatever they want to do. It's a territory of the United States. 50 states applies if you want, like, dig a well. And that applies everywhere, stuff like that. That's why. So I just use the salary wages thing to open people's minds that the whole system is based on a lie.
And that is
probably
the bulk of your viewers.
And then I give you the United States definition of state to see, but the lie is much bigger than you realize. Even all those things that you saw, Section 61, do not apply to anybody in 50 states anyhow. It only applies in D.C. anyhow. Okay? If you've watched more Freedom Law School's YouTube Freedom Hours since February 14th forward, go prioritize them by dates, newest first. In those, I cover these issues in more detail, just that. check those out, and then you can call Freedom Mosque if you like as well. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Thank you for your questions. We have a Denise on YouTube making commentary. Denise, I can better answer your questions if you call on the number I'm going to give everybody again to get your questions answered like we did for Josette. On YouTube commentary, folks, you know, those cryptic short things, I'm not able to answer them very well. I'm not clear what exactly you're asking about to answer you. But on the phone, just like Josette did, I can hear your question fully, understand it, and give you then a proper answer. So Denise, call this number, 657-383-1755. Any of you with a question, dial 657-383-1755. And then push 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will let us know at Freedom Mosque that you have a question. They will take you off the mute, off the pause, to go ahead and ask your question and not only help you with your question, but also anybody else who has a similar question as well. Now we have a caller from area code 281. Caller from area code 281, you're live on Freedom Mosque's Freedom Hour, my friend. What is your first name?
Jimmy.
Okay, Jimmy. Do you have our Freedom Education Pack at Freedom Law School?
No.
Go to livefreedom.org and get it. Livefreedom.org or the front page. Get for that. Get signed up for that, my friend. What is on your mind?
The IRS has assigned my account to a private collection agency. They sent me a pamphlet, number 4518, parentheses 1-2017.
How much they claim you owe them for what years?
The pamphlet doesn't say anything about that, but the years must be anywhere from 2002 to 2019.
There's also a separate letter. There's no separate letter from the collection agency or about how much you owe, just a general pamphlet is all you got?
Here's the letter. The private collection agency will work with you to resolve the problem.
Right, but you never got a letter from an actual private collection agency, did you?
Doesn't look like this yet.
Okay. Well, Jimmy, I tell you what, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. The IRS has decided to leave you alone. Congratulations.
Okay.
They're leaving
great.
You alone. The IRS, for those years, whatever you owed them in the past, is saying, we have the legal power to go to your bank and employer, put the gun to the head and say, you turn me over Jimmy's money. I was all taken from you. Plus 50% penalty. Give me Jimmy's money. Like a bank robber. They can do that.
Right.
But as I covered earlier tonight, IRS has fallen apart. The empire is collapsing. Here's the indication of that. The IRS is, the computers are so antiquated they cannot update them. Their people have been leaving them for decades because it's such a corrupt place full of deadwood misfits. Angry, emotional problem, lazy people. They cannot. They people hate that atmosphere. The IRS, you know, it's just terrible. They don't like it. They leave. And right now, about half the people can retire. Yesterday. So they're not coming after people like they used to. So what they're doing, because they can't get their act together, they can't update the system. System, because you see. When we remember back in the 70s and 80s, you had like DOS computer systems. They were stable. By the 1990s, Windows came. But Windows crashed all the time. You have to have those bugs and fixes in 1990s. Remember that? Even early 2000 years. You have to have all these bugs and fixes. What happened is that by late 2000 years, by 2010, finally this computer system became stable. They didn't crash so much. But you still have to have bugs and fixes. And they got to be tested by people in beta format, and they fix those bugs, right? Well, the IRS has been unable to do so. Why? Because they can't test it. There's no testing. Everything is real. They were afraid to test their systems and change to a newer technology, because what if it doesn't work?
They did give it the name of the company that they're assigning it to. It's on the
IRS. I know you're not listening. Jimmy, stop. Stop. Listen to me, Jimmy. Listen to me. I'll get to that, okay? I got you. I can tell you again. They cannot get, you know, they are unable to even send proper letters these days. I've seen more and more IRS letters to people that never sent a letter say, oh, we need more time to respond to your letters. I never sent a letter, IRS. What letter are you talking about? They sent a levy notice. It says 5,000 on the first line, on the last line, nothing added, became $130,000. They don't even add up on the same page the taxes correctly. So your case with the private collection agency, which is toothless, Jimmy, toothless. All they can do, send you a letter saying, beg you, Jimmy, would you please pay us? Oh, that'd be so nice of you. Thank you. Would you please? Please. Pretty please. Because they cannot go to your employer or bank account and steal your check like the IRS can. Understand that, Jimmy?
Yes.
So it doesn't matter how many letters the private agencies send you. IRS is leaving you alone for right now until, at the future time, maybe 3 months, maybe 3 years from now, the collection agency may give your case back to the IRS. So for right now, for those old years, you're good, but prepare for future years. You can stop filing a pay income tax now, because there's no law requiring you to file a pay income tax. Do you file a pay income tax or no?
Not in the last 10 years or so.
Good. You had a good start. But don't sit on your laurels until they pick on you, okay? Get with Freedom Law School, get one of our courses, freedom packages, check things out, and prepare yourself. Prepare, be proactive, my friend, okay? All right, thank you for your question. I'm going to get to more people with
questions. I have another
question.
Yes. If they call, if the agency calls or writes, we can hang up on them, can't we?
You sure can. With calls, you don't have to even answer the phone or talk to them. You can just say, put it in writing. Just hang up. Because you know who's on the other line. Could be your enemy spying on you. You never know who's on the phone. And the letters of them you can ignore. It's up to you. You can write it back if you want to. You're welcome. Okay. We got some more calls coming up with questions. Let's go with the call from area code 941. Call from area code 941. You're live on Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. What's your first name, my friend?
Hi, Paymon. John is my first name.
Student. Yes. Good to hear from you, John. Yes, my friend.
Either last week or the week before, you were talking about this paragraph A in 6331 being left out in certain places. And you said that a person could mention it to the IRS, but you didn't say how effective mentioning it was going to be. I was wondering if you could clarify that a little bit.
Well, I don't know. I'm used to people not getting to that stage at all in the first place, really. So not going there.
Okay.
So, but I don't have enough experience to tell you. All I know, I can tell you this honestly, John, one time a guy who I consulted with told me he did that with the Irish agent. And the Irish agent left him alone, stopped the levy. So it could work.
Very good. And I have another question for you. On 6020B, where they prepare a return for you if you don't file one.
Right.
The headline is for corporations and businesses, and it doesn't say anything about individuals, but in the body of the 26 U.S.C. 6020B, then it mentions individuals. If the headliner, you had said you were talking about the title at one point, but the title is for businesses for 6020B. And if you don't have that at your fingertips, then I'll just forego the question. So.
Okay, well, I have to look it up, to be honest with you, to give you a better answer on that. Let me look it up. Let's go to my screen. I'm going to look it up right now. Okay, I usually don't do this, but I'll do it for you, my friend. 26 USC space 6020. Okay, let's go look it up. And we go US, let's see, house.gov, sorry. House.gov afterwards. And do a search. Returns prepared or executed by secretary. That's the topic you're talking about, this section. Yeah, I see it right here. You see it too. So what part are you referring to in this thing? Tell me what subparagraph of this law you're referring to.
Well, it was subparagraph B, but the question was, the headline for it, if you just go to the United States Code in general and go to section 26, it refers to that as being for corporations and things like that. It doesn't say anything about individuals.
What headline? I don't see that. What headline? I don't see a headline with that. It's limited to corporations.
Okay, I don't have that. My computer is real slow, so I'll
gotcha.
Just forego the question. But
no,
I thank
okay,
you for your time
friend.
Anyhow, and you're a good guy, and I'm glad I met you.
Thank you. I'm glad I met you also, Don. It's a pleasure to hear from you again, my friend.
Okay,
now, folks, you're welcome, John. God bless you, my friend, and really it's a pleasure to hear from you, my friend. Someone asking, Hurricane and Blowhard, do banks still have cash on hand? Well, they're supposed to have cash on hand, but they're trying to not to have it on hand. That way you keep your money with the banks can create and lend more money out of thin air by fraud to make more money. That's why they've done a scam that I remember in the 1970s, you had $500 and $1,000 bills, Federal Reserve notes circulating. $1,000 in 1970, for example, in today's money, you're worth $20,000. So you want to buy a house for $1 million. Well, yeah, you know, your $2,000 bill, you have to have how many of those? 500 of those bills you could buy a house for $1 million. So, and in 1950s and 40s, you had $10,000 Federal Reserve notes around as well. They took them out by late 70s, $500 bills were even out. And then they started passing laws that over $10,000 that you want to take it out of a bank, you got to be reported. You might be a drug dealer. Now maybe a terrorist. Then if you have now over $3,000 that you want to, for example, get a money order for, the money order places by regulation demand your Satan's surveillance number or your ID. Oh, now, and they reduce that now to $1,000. If you want to get a money order for $1,000, most places they want your ID. You must be a drug dealer. Why buy a money order for $1,000? Which is nothing compared to back where it was back then. So they try to keep buying the banks because banks make more money. Yes, they do have money, just not that much. Because by doing these things, they don't need as much bank and money. But I know someone was a gold dealer, and he does cash. He dealt with gold and cash. A lot of people want to buy gold from him. He wants to buy gold from people. He had to pay in cash. So you call the bank, handed $50,000 or $100,000. They have to give an advance notice. You order the money, and they'll come a couple of days later, 3 days later, he'll pick up the cash. So yes, banks do have money, but not as much as they used to. I'm not sure what your question relates to, but that's what the answer is. Let's go to the call for miracle 702 right now. We have my friend from Las Vegas, Nevada. What is your first name, my friend?
Hi, my first name is Marilyn.
Is Marilyn?
Yes. Okay, I have a question. It's a quickie one.
Yes.
Hopefully. Last year I did not file taxes for, 2018, right. Did not file taxes. And then I moved to another state. So I didn't file
from
taxes.
From where? From where to where? From what state to what state?
I went from state of Nevada to Colorado.
Okay.
Okay, so I didn't file taxes. I didn't file state taxes nor federal in Colorado for the year 2018. However, I owed money for 2017, which was like something like $1,000. Well, at any rate, when I contacted the IRS, they said because of, you know, I hadn't paid anything, their interest rates went up. So now I owe them like $2,800 because I had signed that form stating that I would pay, you know, my taxes. So my thinking is I have to pay that, even though I haven't filed. And so they said, well, if you don't file for the 2018, you're going to be penalized. And I said, oh, okay. And left it like that, still haven't filed. So since I'm owing this other money, is there any way that they can, since I didn't file either for either in the state or federal, is there any way that they can come back on me for the year 2018?
You filed for 18 and in 2019, or did you file in 18 for 17?
I haven't filed taxes since 2017.
Okay. What was the last year you filed for?
The 2017 year. In 2018,
you filed for 2017 in 18, and that's it, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, and you owe $1,000 on that. And about 2018, yeah, they can come after you. They can come after anybody. So, what does that mean? IRS is falling apart anyhow. Get one of our freedom packages, if, you know, to give you IRS peace of mind program, and you'll be taken care of. You can just do that. But why would you want to call them at all? You want to make yourself a more of a red flag? Here I am. Come and get me. Why even call them?
Well, there was a moral issue involved. And
what moral issue with the IRS? Could that be?
Well, because I had signed the form that said that I owed them that money.
Okay.
I felt morally obligated to pay that money. But since it's gone into the the interest accumulated on that, so I'm having to pay what I owe plus the interest. And
okay.
After I do that, I'm through. You know, I'm
okay.
Done. I'm not filing.
Sounds good to me.
So, go ahead.
Sounds good to me. That's it. Pay the $1,000 as soon as you can. Payments are on one time and move on. I'll be there.
Okay,
check to the IRS. You already done that. So just start preparing yourself. See, that's the one thing I want to tell people, folks. Don't be a lone wolf. Don't do it on your own. Well, the best moves I believe I did for myself, and I suggest you guys consider doing this for yourself, is when I was new back in 1992, I tried to get the very best help for any sources, best information I could get, because I didn't want to make any mistakes. I want to be sure that I'm getting the best help out. So I spent, for me back then, I had to spend thousands of dollars and many different organizations to start finding out for the better people organizations. So when I came across somebody at a seminar, I took it, no problem. You know, cheap. Education is cheap, you know. So that's why you want to go check out our YouTube and our website a lot more, and then get our courses and then maybe our freedom packages so you're prepared. Send a letter to your congressman that I recommend strongly you do. That's a big part of your protection that you want to do, because if you rely upon the congressman not correcting you, not telling you otherwise, that's very strong defense, very strong. Because then you can take that to a jury and blow the government lawyer just out the water. And you're relying on the law, okay? They're not going to touch you and get a good defense. So that's why I recommend you start preparing yourself more, okay?
Okay, and then my second question is, if I want to buy property, don't I have to show tax returns from previous years to the lenders?
If you want a government subsidized lower interest rate, like about 5%, that from Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, FHA, yes. That's one of the ways they lure you, keep you in the system. But if you do want to stay out of that corrupt system, not pay the thieves, instead, you're not following paying income tax. Well, let's see, if you make this much, you pay this much of an income tax, you should be able to save more money. Have more down payment, more equity in your house to begin with. And you're going to pay maybe 10, 11%. It's a double interest rate to a real private lender, what they call hard money lending. Private lender, you get a house without getting any loan information. And I have a course. If you go to my screen, I'll show you guys. Look at this course I got. James, put it on the screen, please. Okay? I have this course under Course Packages of Freedom Law School. You see course packages? Okay, you can go down to How to Buy a Home. How to Buy a Home, this one? It's How to Buy a Home without and no tax return, okay? Satan surveillance number, no credit, and no bank loan. How you can do it. Okay, in 3-hour class, I explain the basics of what it's about, how it can be done and has been done, and how you can do that. So this is the course you want to get on that particular issue.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay, James, I think we have a call from area code 213 right now, right? Let's go to the heart of the beast in downtown Los Angeles in Mexicania. What is your first name, my friend?
Income. Here, hold on. Let me do that. I don't want to do that. Okay, think about what you can do.
Erica 213, you're live, my friend, with Freedom Law School. Do you have a question you want to ask?
Yeah, I sure do. Can you hear me? This is Steve.
Yes, Steve. You've called before on the Freedom Hours, haven't you, Steve?
I called a bunch of times, and I do have the information package also.
Yeah, I know. I recognize your voice, Steve. Good to hear from you again, my friend. What's on your mind, Steve?
I wanted to ask you a question. And maybe you have heard of this guy. His name is Bill Gatton. And he has a program where he talks about amelioration or getting out of your debt on the house with a mortgage. If the lender does not have the original note, and his claim is that the note is a securing document. And so that if you don't have the original note, for instance, like Countrywide sells the loan and they in turn sell the loan again and they sell the loan, that the original note is nowhere to be found. And thereby the person that isn't responsible, he can't pay off the house. Essentially, there is no note backing it up.
Hold on. Let me answer you. I know what you're asking about. Okay, I don't know this Bill Gatton guy. I never heard of him. I'll look him up right now on the internet. I couldn't find anything on him. And but I know the argument is the argument is legally correct. In other words, if you give a piece of paper to somebody, hey Joe, you know, I owe you $831. Here's my notes, piece of paper. Telling you that I owe you $831, and he loses the note. Or worse, he gives it to somebody else. He's short of money, sells it to this guy, and he no longer has the note. This other guy doesn't have the note. Who do you owe the money to? Nobody, because the note, piece of paper that shows you borrowed the money from first person is gone. So that's true, very true. He's not the only one saying it. I've been saying that myself since about 2008-09 when the Great Depression happened. I looked at the issue, and I know paralegals, attorneys that I work and study with, that, you know, we try to, you know, say that issue and I know a lot about it. Yes. But it's not as easy as it sounds. Okay? The courts also have been bending for the government and for the banks to some degree on this issue. So it depends on how you do it. And the bank sometimes doesn't have the notes. Sometimes they do have the notes. They don't always lose it. So you're assuming that they lost the notes. Or they sold that they lost it. Maybe, maybe not. So that could be the case. But I suggest you be cautious in that department. Okay? You can talk about the private if you want, about your situation. Let me see your paperwork. I can take it from there forward. But do you own a home right now, Steve, in real estate?
Well, yeah, but this isn't for me. This is for someone else. And they have asked the lender. They have said, show me the note, the original note, because you guys keep giving me four or five different payoff figures, and none of you seems to know what the original face value of the note is. And he said, you don't even have the note. So
okay.
He believes amelioration or whatever it is, that it would cancel the debt right out if the note isn't even present.
Well, yes and no, because they're going to foreclose on it anyhow. The trustee will probably foreclose on it anyhow. You know, even there is no note, then he has to go to a court to sue to get the house back. And then, meanwhile, they kick him out quickly with the sheriff possibly. So, listen, I'm not going to go into this anymore because he's not even calling on this issue, Steve. Look, I don't like to give help to people who don't even are not and they call themselves. If they care about this issue, they should be calling Steve, not you. You're not their ambassador or their mommy and daddy to try to take care of them. Let them call themselves, okay? Any other questions, Steve?
Yeah. No, I try to be his daddy and spank him, but, you know, he doesn't want to behave. So I'll have to tell him to call you.
Yep. If he wants to be responsible, do his homework, he needs to do it. Otherwise, you know, hey, that's their freedom. You know, you can't get a horse to water, Steve, but you can't make him drink, right?
You got it.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, Steve, for the questions, my friend. Let's go to another caller from area code 310. Another gentleman from the West Los Angeles, Mexicania, from Heart of the Beast, calling from the ritzy part of the LA. What's your first name, my friend? Call for Miracle 310, or you're live on Freedom Hour or Freedom Law School. What is your first name? Okay, looks like Coffee America 310. One more time, my friend. Coffee America 310. Speak up if you have a question, my friend. You're live on Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Okay. Well, we'll come back to you since you don't seem to be hearing us right now at this point. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to get a note from my assistant, James, that another area code has a caller. Okay. Well, just write it down, James. Give me a piece of paper, the number, easiest to go. Okay, we got another person with a question. And from area code 941. Call from area code 941, area code. You're live on the Freedom Hour, Freedom Law School. What's your first name? Yes, you. From area code 941, what's your first name? With a question. Call for America 941. Are you there? One more time. I'm going to give you a chance. If you have a question, call for America 941. Go to speak right now. Give us your first name. Okay. Do you have anybody else with a question, James? We got. Okay. No more people with questions, looks like. So, Erica 310, one more time. I'm going to give you one last chance. If he's gone. Erica 941 caller. He's not there. Okay. Well, folks, thank you very much for listening. I appreciate that. And I encourage you to do what you want to do, what you feel in your heart right now. Share this presentation, our videos. Give it to your friends on Facebook, on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever you got. Use on social media. Email it to your friends. Print out the material. I give you more information packages for free. I'll mail it out to you. To give it to your friends and ask them to help you collect Freedom Law School's 20 years old $300,000 income tax reward. And you follow up with your friends and say, look, do me a favor, don't bypass me. Don't, okay, be a friend. When you find the law, split it with me half and half, okay? I found the reward, but you're going to find the law. Deal? Yes, deal. Now that you can follow up with them and say, look, you found it? You found the law? Yeah. Let's go get go for it, man. I need the money badly. I got some bills I got to pay. You find it? Man, I'll follow up with you again next week, okay? But you hopefully find the law, because I can't find the law, but maybe you can. You know, and that gets the conversation going with people. You know, they go and realize that maybe there is no law, you know. Give them our website. Hey, go read this for yourself. Here's a link for it. Check it out. And folks, we're going to get our country back, folks. We're going to get America back. The Soviet Union is collapsing. The IRS deep state is collapsing of its own weight. We're just going to give it some extra nudge. There's no law requiring you to file income tax. That's how you avoid taxes. Seriously. I show it to you tonight. So I hope you take your freedom and the law seriously and avoid taxes legally by studying this and the videos I mentioned to you and the laws in those. It's easy to understand. I'll make it easy for you to understand. And avoid the federal income tax, but legally. Completely legally, but not filing for income tax. And be free and have you be free. And gradually, America will all be free once again. Thank you. I'll be back with you next Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern with another Freedom Topic on Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Good night. Let me ask you, did you underneath put my name and website on a regular basis, by the way? Do you do that? Yeah, okay. I didn't see something. Good. You're dead, yeah. Or call all that. That's very important, yeah. Good. This time, I assume that everything went better this time. With now, remember, you want to give me your number 5, 4, I have to count your fingers. Just give me a sticky quick. That's what these fingers are going. Shh, pass it. Or, sure, you know what I'm saying? Numbers like quicker than fingers. Okay?
Well,